This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'm on air, and I'm honest. I'm not gonna lie and pretend that I always want to be a pilot. I never really want to be a pilot. I never really want to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a movie star. I still do. Can you imagine me being in a love scene with Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender? I mean, living the dream. Man, I would love, unless they bad, I don't think they would badmouth. I think they'd be like, oh my gosh, Dahlia was such a great actress and was such a good lover, on the set. I would do any movie she wants again. She was so wonderful to work with. I think they would say that if we ever got to do a love scene. That'd be wonderful. But, I guess one thing that I really, really like is being in the public eye. It's something that I guess a lot of people don't like to do. A lot of doctors don't like to do it. I don't understand that. I'll tell my doctor friends, oh, the local news needs to talk to somebody. Like, oh, hell no. Like, what are you talking about? What, you don't want to be on TV? I just don't get that. How do you not want to be on TV? No, I don't want people looking at me. I love it when people look at me. I mean, dressed, obviously. I don't want, trust me. I just don't get that. I want people to listen to me. Well, then do a better show. I heard that. Yeah, I just like being in the public eye. And it's because I want to entertain. It's because I want people to laugh. I want people to learn. You know, if you ask me what my two favorite things are in this world, okay, I'd say kids and my husband. Yeah, I mean, of course, you have to say that. But if you really want me to do cartwheels, right, and, do flips, it's hand me a microphone or point me to the stage. I go crazy. I will push my kids out of the way to get to a stage. I'm honest. I love my kids. I love my kids. Maybe it's because they got on my nerves this weekend. But I love my husband. But, and when I see them, trust me, I'm happy to see my kids. I'm happy to see my students. I'm happy to see people I like. But in terms of objects that really get my blood pumping, and I'm being honest, it would be a microphone and a stage. For some of you guys, it would be like, a car, like a Lamborghini or something, or a plane. My husband feels that way about a plane. Oh, honey, you want to spend the day together? No, I'm going flying. See ya, babe. Out of there. It's okay. I get it. That's what makes their blood. I would rather it be an object, an inanimate object, than a blonde. Okay, I'm going to take what I could get. Even though I'm blonde, for some reason, my going blonde didn't really, I think, satisfy the urge of my husband to be with a blonde. I don't know. I tried it. I mean, I opened up the box. Not sure if that's going to work. But anyway, so one thing I've just always wanted to do, and that's been on my bucket list, is to, be a movie star. Now, it's kind of a tall order, right? How could I, be a movie star? Well, have you seen some of the movies, that have won Oscars? And, you're like, are you kidding me? Really? That movie? Really? Same thing with singing. I've always wanted to be a singer. When I hear other people sing and they can't sing, and I'm like, really? They made it big? You start to go, wait a second, maybe I have a chance. Yeah, I have a chance. Well, this year, okay, the Oscar nominations are starting to look kind of good. All right, this is kind of interesting. So we have here the latest Oscar nominations. I haven't seen most of these movies. I have seen Black Panther and Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought those were awesome. I thought they were very good movies. Now, are they Oscar quality? See, to me, an Oscar quality movie was something like, I think Malcolm X was Oscar quality. I think Castaway was Oscar quality. I think Forrest Gump. I think a movie that just is so, Deadpool. I mean, a movie where you just can see it over and over and over again. I thought Black Panther was excellent. Should it have been an Oscar? I don't know. Green Book I wanted to see because it has Viggo Mortensen in it. Still haven't seen it yet. I guess The Favorite, Black Klansman, Roma, A Star is Born, Vice, those were all nominated for Best Pictures. I don't know if you guys saw any of those and if you like them or not. Then Best Director, Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Adam McKay for Vice, Paul Polakowski for Cold War, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, and Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite. You see, I don't really know a lot of these movies. Best Actress, Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga may be Best Actress. Now, I didn't see A Star is Born. I don't know if she's that good an actress. I mean, I think she's a fabulous singer. I don't know. Maybe she is. Olivia Colman from The Favorite, Glenn Close, The Wife, Yalitza Aparicio from Roma, and Melissa McCarthy. Can you ever forgive me? I like Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, she was the one in Ghostbusters and Bridesmaids. So good for her. Now, Viggo Mortensen for Best Actor. I love it when Viggo Mortensen has never gotten an Oscar, I don't think, on his own. I think he got it for like a picture where he was nominated, but I would love for Viggo Mortensen to, he's my secret movie husband. I would love for him to get it for Green Book. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought he was fantastic in Bohemian Rhapsody. I think he should maybe get it. Also, William Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born. Christian Bale for Vice. Oh, Vice. That's a Vice President movie. Dick Cheney. I want to see that, too. Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams, Marina de Tavario, Regina King, Emma Stone, and Rachel Weisz. Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali, Adam Driver, Sam Elliott, Richard Grant, Sam Rockwell. Okay. So, for screenplay, The Favorite, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, and Vice. Adapted screenplay would go to A Star is Born, A Ballad of Buster Scruggs, not sure what that is, Black Klansman, If Beale Street Could Talk, and Can You Ever Forgive Me? So when I look at all these, it reminds me that I really need to, like, you know, go and see a movie once in a while. And I also realize that, you know, maybe I should ask Viggo Mortensen to let me be in a movie with him. I'll finally be a movie star. And he's so sexy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember last week, there was a teacher who had dragged her autistic student, like, across the floor. I'm not sure if she was taking her to the principal's office or whatnot. And it, unfortunately, we're hearing these stories that just baffles us, not only as parents and educators, as healthcare workers, but just as human beings, that when you have a child with special needs, that they could unfortunately be at risk for abuse. And we see this far too often because you have many people out there that are ill-equipped to handle kids. Well, joining us today, who I'm really excited about and honored, is Christopher John Rocco. He's a special education teacher from the Clark County School District and phenomenal with kids. To kind of walk us through what, you know, these kids need and what the teachers need from parents. Christopher, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. It's an honor to be on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
No, thank you. First of all, thank you. Explain to the audience, what do you do as a special ed teacher?
All right, well, I work at Las Vegas High School. Currently, I'm a SLD teacher for Las Vegas High School. So I teach students with a severe learning disability. So I'm a math, and I teach the subjects in math and science.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, so that's what I do. That's what I teach, but there's a lot of responsibilities and job things to do along with that, like writing students IEPs, collecting data on their goals, and stuff like that.
And so when you, become trained as a teacher, how much extra training is it for special ed?
Well, it's kind of a lot. It's different than, like, general ed training, because, of course, you learn how to teach academics, but in with special ed, you learn how to deal with behaviors, because that's a really big focus in special ed. And it really depends on what type of special ed program you're teaching, too. What you mentioned earlier with autism classes, they work primarily on behaviors, along with academics and life skills and stuff like that. What I'm teaching now, the SLD, is more in the classroom, more academics, not so many behaviors. So and in other programs, I used to teach the FLS program, and that means like Foundation of Life Skills. And those students that I used to teach had, like, severe to profound intellectual disability. And, they had a wide variety of behaviors, and which is caused by their disability.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do the training, at universities and colleges, they mm-hmm. teach you, the type of behaviors to expect. How to deal with them, collecting data on the behaviors mm-hmm. to help mm-hmm. you do, an intervention for the student, creating a baseline data, tracking the data after you do the intervention, see if your intervention is working.
So let me ask you something. So, I taught Sunday school, and I remember having an issue that happened in class, and I think some of us, have these days where you have a child that has a meltdown. And, have you had an experience where it was one of your rough days, and how did you handle it with that student?
Well, yeah, I've had several days like that. sometimes a student has a bad day. And, so they might act out with their behavior, whatever that may be. And I think it's real important as a teacher to be understanding of the student, that they're going through, what they're going through, and it's caused by their disability. To be compassionate for the student, too, to be understanding, not take things personal, and to know, the proper procedures with dealing with behaviors. And it really depends on the severity of the behavior. You can have some, small behaviors, not moving from a spot or, there's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, we're talking to Christopher John Rocco, special education teacher from the Clark County School District. You hit on something really, really important. You said not take it personally. I mean, as a parent, I have kids, and the kids have learned to say just what needs to be said to get under my skin. They know exactly what to do. Yet, when you have young children or, even in a high school, those with special needs, their goal isn't necessarily to get under your skin. They may be having issues, and you take it personally because they're like, oh, well, they're not listening to me, or they're not. No. And I'm not saying you per se, Chris. I'm talking about a person in general, and I think that's why we see a lot of these teachers start taping the kids or dragging them or whatever, because they feel like, okay, they're disrespecting me. I need to show the other students that I need to be respected, and with special needs kids, it's different. That's not what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, it does ultimately come back to the teacher, you know, resorting to your training, knowing the protocol for certain situations when a student acts the way they do, having the support from your administration team as well is very important, because when you have their support, it makes your job easier. There are some schools, you know, I've heard teachers where they don't have support from the administration. Like if kids like are runners and they run away from school, sometimes you have good administration who'll back you up and have like a crisis response team or procedures when, for example, if a student was to run, then you have some schools with administrations where they're not as helpful and they kind of leave it all on the teacher.
I had a medical student that left class, you know, to go play basketball, and I ran him down, and I go, "You get back to class." And I tell you, it is so true. No matter what age, people flee from the classroom, and I was like, "Oh hell no!" But that's the thing. I don't think I could outrun a 5-year-old. I mean, do you guys have to train and stretch? I mean, Chris, you're in good shape. I've seen you. You're in good shape. So I think you could do it. But I mean, I've seen a lot of professors or teachers. I don't think they could outrun the 5-year-old. You know, or a high school student for that matter.
Well, they, a lot of teachers have SPTAs or teacher aides to help them out. And it really depends on the crisis plan. Like if it's just the teacher and the student, you know, you would radio in, whatever code, you know, for your school. So-and-so is running to the north side of the school. And then, there's the protocol with that. Some students have GPS on them, like their parents, make them wear a watch with GPS or something in their backpack.
Good.
That makes finding the student easier. Because we've had teachers who, you know, chased after the students and ran out of gas because the student was just too fast.
Yep.
And
I ran out of gas. I ran out of gas just getting to the refrigerator in the morning. You know, Chris, tell me something. How do you then restrain a child? What's the proper way to do it if a child needs to be restrained?
Oh, good question. Well, the school district offers trainings. I believe it's called CPI training.
Okay.
And they go over, like, all types of restraints for different situations, like if a student grabbed your hair or if they're being combative. And it really just has to do with like evading the student's strikes or if they're whatever they're trying to do. It's just evade and then you do restrain.
Like from behind, like a bear hug.
Yeah, kind of. They have, it's a little hard to describe on the phone, but like.
Yeah.
They do, like, two-person restraint, like, one person on each side of the student. Like, your arm is, like, locked in with their arm, like, on both sides, and then your inside leg is behind the student as well. And then you can, like, both walk with the student, like, one step at a time.
Nice.
Steps to, like, open the door, you know, and then return back to the restraint.
Chris, I'm sorry. Oh, man, we ran out of time. Chris, I definitely want you to come back. First of all, bless you for all the great work you do. And thank you for taking care of our kids out there. And we'll definitely have you back, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. Thank you, Chris. Talk to you soon. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thank the speaker asking not to have the State of the Union. She's playing politics.
That's Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Republican counterpart in the House, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I think we are better than that. I know the country is better than that.
McCarthy saying the speech should be delivered where it always has been, in the House chambers. Pelosi has asked President Trump to postpone the speech that's set for January 29th because of the shutdown. The White House says it's making alternate arrangements, but the speech will be delivered. An arrest has been made in the case of an incapacitated woman who gave birth last month at a long-term health care facility near Phoenix, Arizona. Investigators arresting 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland, a licensed practical nurse, who was part of the care team for the woman who gave birth on December 29th. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, so U.S. insulin costs per patient doubled from the year 2012 to 2016. They say a person with type 1 diabetes incurred average insulin costs of $5,700. That's ridiculous. The average cost in 2012 was $2,800, so roughly half of that. Now, the increasing cost of insulin has led some patients to not want to buy insulin or to stretch it out. This is a problem. Now, can I overstate? Okay, the elephant in the room is what happened, what got bigger and stronger during the years 2012 and 2016? Obamacare! Yeah, I didn't say it, you said it. I don't know where that voice came from, but somebody else said it. So, drug costs skyrocketed. Okay? Hence, Obamacare hashtag sucks. So, hashtag Obamacare sucks. Anyway, it's still here, guys. We still have the Affordable Care Act. It's still the law of the land. All right. So, this was a report released on Tuesday, today, by the Nonprofit Healthcare Cost Institute. The figures represent the combined amount paid by a patient and their health plan for the medicine and do not reflect rebates paid at a later date. They say the increasing cost of insulin has led some patients to put their own health at risk. They say in recent months, anecdotal stories have cropped up from family members of patients describing the rationing of the life-saving medication because they could not afford out-of-pocket expenses for insulin. And some people are actually protesting outside company headquarters of insulin makers. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Let me just stop here for a second. Let me talk to you guys about hoarding medications. I do. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here on a high horse. I save medications all the time. It's bad. Oh, it is so bad. A doctor will give me an antibiotic, and I'll ask for 10 days instead of 7, so I get an extra 3 days. Or I'll ask for 2 weeks. Now, most insurance companies won't pay for that, but I'll ask for a 2-week course of antibiotics so that after I use the 7 days, I have an extra 7. Now, most people, you know, don't do that. Most people will take the antibiotic. They'll get a 7-day course of antibiotics. They'll take the antibiotic for 2 days, feel better, and quit. This way they have antibiotics in their house somewhere. That is so dangerous. Taking a medication half-assed, not taking the full amount prescribed, leads to antibiotic resistance. And we have all these superbugs out here now because people are hoarding. They're like, you know what, I need to save these for a rainy day. And that's our fault. Me as a doctor, this is my fault. This is 100% my fault. Because I, as a doctor, won't call in prescriptions willy-nilly over the phone. I'm like, well, you have to come in and be seen. Well, if the patient doesn't have time to come in and be seen, if they don't have time to evaluate and they just want to get a prescription over the phone, they're going to be more inclined to hoard these medications. Same thing with pain pills. I am telling you right now, people are stocking up. I am dying to see if mini safes, SAFEs, little safes, have gone up in terms of sales. Because after the whole opioid, you know, assault on doctors writing opioids, which isn't the true cause of our opioid crisis. I think, you know, we have a huge influx of heroin and, you know, people into, you know, opiates and fentanyl and things like that. Okay, I don't write fentanyl. But after this onslaught of regulations with doctors writing medications, people aren't getting their pain pills. Was it New York hospitals that would only give, like, maybe no more than 6 tablets? So people would stop coming to the ER for narcotics. I don't blame the hospitals for doing that. That was a story that came out a couple years ago. I don't know if that still happens in the ER. I don't blame a lot of the, you know, the hesitation people have on writing narcotics in an ER setting because we need to deal with the heart attacks and the stroke and the, you know, all sorts of variety of other conditions that are life-threatening. We don't really sit there and have time to see somebody who is, you know, trying to get a narcotic because they're going through withdrawal. So I get that. But, you know, if you used to be able to get 30 tablets and now you can only get 6, you're going to want to hoard them. I'm not telling you to do that. That's just, you know, psychologically, this is what people are going to want to do. And so now, here we have insulin. You're not supposed to let that medicine stretch out. You guys kind of understand what insulin does? So, for type 1 diabetics, or type 2 diabetics that are, you know, in dire need of insulin, your body eats food. We've talked about diabetes. You eat food, right, in your mouth. You start to digest it, absorb some of the sugar into your system. But most of the food goes down the gullet, your esophagus, gets into the stomach, starts to churn, and then through the intestine, you start to absorb the sugar. The sugar gets absorbed into the bloodstream very easily. Okay, but sugar is not supposed to stay in the bloodstream. We need to feed the cells. Just like oxygen gets into the blood so we could go to the other parts of the body, cells need sugar. And the key to opening the door to allow the sugar from the bloodstream to get into the cell is insulin. So if you don't have insulin, the sugar stays in the bloodstream. You get really skinny. You get very weak. You could go blind, kidney issues, a whole variety of issues, because sugar in the blood is not a healthy thing. So you need to get the blood out of the sugar. You need to get the sugar out of the blood and into the cells. And you need insulin. There is no pill form of insulin. There is no oral insulin you could take. There's no real substitute for insulin. If you need insulin, that's it. Yeah, you could cut back on the sugar that you eat, but you still need sugar to live. You still need carbs. Now, you have some people where they have plenty of insulin. It doesn't work that well. So we do some insulin resistance medications. We help increase the sensitivity of insulin, help decrease the resistance. So there's medications out there that help with that. There's other medications that cause the kidney to dump more of the sugar. So there's a variety of other things we could do. But for those people that need insulin, they need insulin. And your type 1 diabetics are screwed. And now with insulin costs going up, well, with all the regulations and all the new changes, the pharmaceutical companies not making money, and you have a targeted market, you have a market that really has no other place to go but you for your insulin. If that's the case, you know, it drives up cost. And that's a problem. So you cannot try to make your insulin last and stretch it out. That won't work. Now, mind you, going back to healthcare and Obamacare, our healthcare system has issues. And I don't know if Trump's going to fix it. I don't know what administration is going to fix it. But this is the law of the land. We have a lot of pharmaceutical companies, you know, insurance companies taking advantage or at a loss. And whenever a company is at a loss, it gets trickled down to the consumer. So you as a consumer, just like we talked about with telemedicine in the first hour, you have a lot of power. You have a lot of power. Demand that there be more companies making insulin. Maybe, some of you out there, start a company. But, you know, drug makers say they have to periodically raise prices to help offset the rebates. Because in order to get covered by insurance plans, pharmaceutical companies have to offer rebates, things like that. And they say major pharmaceutical makers have limited annual price hikes because there's been a lot of administration pressure. The only thing is if a company doesn't think they're going to make their money with insulin, they won't make insulin. And that's where we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the World Health Organization has listed the 10 global health threats. And people who are anti-vaxxers and, I guess, people who have some superbugs are on the naughty list. So, the World Health Organization has laid out the 10 big threats to our global health in 2019. And they say unless these threats get addressed, according to KSL.com, millions of lives are going to be in jeopardy. So, first thing they bring up is the not vaccinating. And we have a lot of groups out there that do not want to vaccinate. We've talked about what their fears are, talked about some of the concerns. I'm pro-vaccine. As a board member of the American Academy of Family Physicians, I am in love with vaccines. I think vaccines save lives. However, unless we understand why people are concerned, we're not going to be able to get a grip on more and more people choosing to not vaccinate. So we have to understand what people's fears are. And a big fear that people have is lack of trust of the government. They don't think that the government is telling us when there are reactions. You know, there was a person who got Guillain-Barré, we believe, from a flu shot in our neck of the woods. News 13 had covered the story. And you had a lot of people upset that, you know, oh, this is why I don't get flu shots. And I'm like, well, hold on. Flu shots save lives. You know, if he did get Guillain-Barré from this, God bless him. And we need to pray and hope that, you know, the immune system that's attacking his nerves will calm down and he'll be able to recover from this. But for people to not get the flu shot, we're going to see more people die from that than people getting the one or two in a million chance of getting Guillain-Barré. So people then don't like being told that, and I understand that. I get that. That's kind of very hard for me as a doctor to say. You know, there may be a side effect to a flu shot, childhood vaccine. You don't want to get that if you're healthy. But we're trying to vaccinate you so you don't get something that's deadly. And it's kind of against our instinct to do something when we're healthy that could put us at risk because we're expecting we may not be healthy later. And I, as a doctor, am telling you, trust me, there's some weird stuff out there. If you could get a vaccine, get the vaccine. So we need to have these conversations, and we need to find out what people are concerned about, and we do need true numbers out there of what the actual incidence of vaccine-related complications are. But here's the problem. When somebody does get Guillain-Barré, how do we know it's the flu shot? It could be it was a virus that caused him to do it, and yeah, because it happened within the month of him getting the flu shot, people think it's the flu shot. You know, we also don't want to blame when blame shouldn't be given. So we could, you know, unless you could prove that a vaccine caused a reaction to happen, you can't say it did and cause all this fear. And that's the problem. We can't prove it. We can't prove it hurts. We can't prove necessarily that, you know, that's what 100% saved you from getting the flu. What we can do is surmise and go, wow, all these people that got the flu shot didn't get the flu. All these people that got the flu didn't get the flu shot. That tells us something. There's an association. But is it still 100%? No. So this is why anti-vaxxers, you know, want their voice heard. And we, as doctors that are pro-vaccine, need to talk to them. And we need to, you know, figure out what it is that people need to prove that it's worth taking the time and getting the vaccine. However, we've seen cases of measles. We're trying to vaccinate people against Ebola, and people in the Democratic Republic of Congo are some of them refusing the vaccine. This is Ebola, some scary stuff. You know, we need to convince people that it works, whereas we used to be, you know, it was the opposite. So drug-resistant bugs also being a major issue. We have antimicrobial resistant. We've been abusing antibiotics for years. We've been overriding them, overtaking them, not taking them correctly. And so, unfortunately, the World Health Organization says these drugs are running out in terms of having medications that could treat super-resistant bugs. All right? They say 1.6 million people die each year from tuberculosis. And many patients suffer because their antibiotics do not work. In 2017, 600,000 cases of tuberculosis were resistant to rifampicin. And that medication used to be first line. 82% of the people had multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. That's scary. Consumption killed millions before we came up with antibiotics. Air pollution and climate change, they say. Polluted air kills 7 million people a year. 7 million people die each year from polluted air. 90% of us breathe it. And it can affect our hearts. It can affect our lungs, our brain. Put us at risk for cancer. They say the primary cause is a major contributor to climate change. Whether you believe that or not, I do believe we have pollution issues. They say the UN agency says that between 2030 and 2050, climate change is expected to cause 250,000 additional deaths a year from malnutrition, malaria, diarrhea, and heat stress. Then they expect there's going to be another global flu pandemic. The World Health Organization says the world is going to face another one. We just don't know when. Now, in the U.S., we've already had 13 children die this year from flu season. We have the H1N1 strain, which is known as the swine flu. It does disproportionately affect kids and children. However, it's not supposed to be as vicious as the H3N2 was last year. So, for those people in the 1950s who were infected with H1N1, the older individuals don't seem to be afflicted with this as much as the younger ones. But there are tons of different variances of it, so you could still get sick. They also say there's a lot of crises, like drought, famine, conflict, displacement. They say more than 1 million Syrians are dealing with the civil war. Some sought refuge in Lebanon, only to find themselves in peril again. So they say crises in vulnerable places made also the top 10. Then high-threat pathogens like Ebola. They say right now Ebola has topped, I believe, the 450 death toll, and it is now spread to a city of more than 1 million people. We'll keep you guys posted on that, but you have hemorrhagic fevers like, you know, Ebola. You also have Zika, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, coronavirus, severe acute respiratory syndrome. So there's a lot of pathogens out there that we still can't, you know, treat effectively and decrease the morbidity and mortality of. And then there's non-transmissible diseases. We still have the cancer, diabetes, heart disease afflicting millions of us. They say 15 million people die prematurely between the ages of 30 and 69. They say the rise of these diseases have been driven by five major risk factors: tobacco use, physical inactivity, alcohol, unhealthy diets, air pollution. So we need to get our poop together on that. And then dengue. So dengue, they say 40% of the world is at risk for this. Whenever you go overseas, you get a vaccine for it. There are around 390 million infections a year. And they cause flu-like symptoms and apparently can kill 20% of people that get this. They say many have this in Bangladesh and India. And then another big risk factor in the top 10 is weak primary health care. If you don't have adequate primary health care facilities, many countries don't. And even in developed countries, you know, like England and America, you have people still waiting weeks to be seen. Now, HIV. We have made a lot of progress in terms of HIV. They say 22 million people are currently getting treated for HIV. 37 million people around the world are living with HIV, and we're seeing more young girls and women become affected. They say in sub-Saharan Africa, 10% of the population, 1 in 4 HIV infections occur. So, you know, we still have a lot to do, as you can see. And, you know, listening to Medical Talk Radio, I think, helps. 1-877-DocDolly, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.